Walt Disney Company is holding its annual meeting in Minneapolis today. Last year's shareholder gathering was a raucous affair, with dissidents Roy Disney and Stanley Gold leading a revolt that prompted the Disney board to strip Chief Executive Michael Eisner of the chairman's title. NPR's Kim Masters is here to talk about whether we can expect more fireworks this year. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shareholders, are they expected to be, you know, lining up with pitchforks again this year?
No, not like last year. Disney has had a lot of individual shareholders, and they do care a lot about the company. And last year, they were summoned by Roy Disney, who sort of is the living incarnation of Walt in their minds. And they did turn out in droves. There were thousands of them. But this year, there have been some changes, and they are not expected to be as riled up.
Well, does that have anything to do with the fact that Disney's performance has improved?
Yes, Disney has done better financially, and one of those big sore spots, which was the ABC network, has had a big improvement with a couple of hits, notably Lost and especially those Desperate Housewives. So they've done better, and people are on Wall Street, and I think some of those investors are feeling a little better.
Better enough so that Disney has turned back into the peaceable kingdom?
Not at all, no. The big question is still the one of succession. Who will get Michael Eisner's job? Roy Disney and his partner, Stanley Gold, have made it clear that they do not want Bob Iger, who is the longtime number two man to Michael Eisner, to get the job, which is what Eisner would like. They think that Iger hasn't shown that he has any particular skill or ability to, as they like to put it, bring back the magic. And they feel that he's too beholden to Michael Eisner.
Why is Michael Eisner still there? When's the guard supposed to change?
The Disney board has said it will name a new chief executive in June. And Eisner has said he'll leave when his contract expires next year. So there's not a lot of clarity about the succession issue.
Kim, this succession issue has been a longstanding problem at Disney, hasn't it? I mean, Disney notoriously hired and fired Michael Ovitz in the mid-90s.
Yes, and that still haunts the company. As you know, there was a shareholder lawsuit going on in trial in Delaware recently where the shareholders are trying to get back some of the $140 million that was paid to Michael Ovitz. And now, for some time, Bob Iger has been the number two at Disney. But the problem is he's always sort of looked and smelled like a potential successor, but I don't think he's been perceived as one, either by Wall Street or within the company. That's changed somewhat, as Eisner has designated him as a successor. But now we have this new book called Disney War, which is kind of the talk of the media world. This is a book by James Stewart, a former Wall Street Journal reporter. And he describes in this book how inside the company, Michael Eisner has been disparaging Bob Iger as a potential leader of Disney for some years now. And it very much brings to mind the Ovitz trial, in which Eisner was publicly telling everybody that he loved Michael Ovitz and privately plotting to fire him and calling him a psychopath and a liar. So once again, we're asked to believe that Michael Eisner now believes that Bob Iger is a great guy for the job and that all this stuff in this book about him secretly saying he's totally unsuited for the job is just wrong.
Well, back to this shareholders meeting. Any resolution expected to come out of this?
No, not today, but this will play out. They have yet to interview any outside candidates, and they will at least have to go through the motions before they name a new chief executive at the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks very much. NPR's Kim Masters, who is also the author of the Michael Eisner biography, The Keys to the Kingdom.